Welcome to Framework of Field.
Framework is a show consecrated to field recording and its use in composition. Field recording, phonography, the art of sound hunting. Open your ears and listen. Framework Afield is a series of special editions curated and produced by guest artists from around the world. A new edition airs every second week, alternating with our usual Framework broadcasts. For more information, see our website at www.frameworkradio.net. This edition has been produced in India by British sound artist Keith de Mendonça. For more information and a detailed playlist, you can see the website at www.frameworkradio.net, or you can contact Keith via email at disembodied@onetel.com.
Welcome to Framework Afield. This edition of Framework by Keith de Mendonça will take you on an hour's tour of Asia for prayers, chanting and singing in China, Sri Lanka, Vietnam, Thailand and India. But we start our tour in Bali with the only instrumental recordings in this broadcast. You've just heard chanting over a tannoy system sung in a temple in Menjangan on the northwest coast of Bali, whilst monkeys jump and play around the edges of the open courtyard. Behind me now you can hear bamboo xylophone music played in a courtyard of an arts museum in Ubud, also in Bali. And following this is the sound of a gamelan ensemble practicing in a temple on the side of Mount Batur. Thank you. We've now shifted to the Taoist Temple of the White Cloud in West Beijing, where you will hear the monks performing in one of the halls, followed by the sounds of visitors throwing coins to try and hit a bell suspended below an ornamental bridge. We are now in another Taoist temple, and similar sounds, though without the orchestra, this time in the southern Chinese city of Kunming.
Thank you.
Moving west into Tibet, we are now attending a debating session in the Grand Hall of Ganden Monastery, on a hillside 60 kilometers away from Lhasa. Later, you'll hear some work songs being sung by women as they tamp down wooden sticks and mortar of a new, traditionally made roof on this same building. An old man who looks remarkably like Emperor Haile Selassie, sitting on the floor, singing in the garden of the Dalai Lama's summer palace in Lhasa.
I'm gonna get you.
Large numbers of pilgrims visit Lhasa each August for the Shotun Festival. We are now walking around and around an icon in a small temple in the heart of the city, with a large crowd of people reciting their own private prayers as they walk around beside me.
Yeah. 此放生之功德，回向给今天亲自来做佛事的佛门弟子张金富。
From Tibet to Sri Lanka, from the gurgling sounds of the waves forcing their way through small holes in a rocky reef, we move to fish sellers in Gaul, and then the sounds from a Buddhist monastery in Unawatuna merging with the twilight sounds from insects and birds. We are now in the temple of the Buddha's Tuf in Kandy, where at 6 p.m. each night, the sounds of drums and reeds accompany a ceremony of prayer to the relic kept inside this building. From Sri Lanka, we moved to Bangkok, where the death in March 2011 of a revered monk triggered 7 days of official mourning in Bangkok's Wat Mahathat Temple. The 7 days of ceremonies were sponsored by the royal family.
Thank you.
and now to Karnataka in southern India. For hours, as I drove from Bangalore to Bellore, I passed hundreds of orange-clad pilgrims as they walk hundreds of miles on a pilgrimage to the Chennakeshava temple. This is a recording of some of those pilgrims singing as they finally arrive and enter into the interior of this stone-columned building. Women singing in a Buddhist temple in central Hanoi, Vietnam, on a rainy evening in May.
Yeah.
Back in Bangkok, this time lounging on the side of a canal in the Muslim district of the city. Rickety wooden houses separated by winding narrow alleys line one side of the canal. Loudspeakers on posts along the canal side relay the muezzin call from the mosque. This is the sound of Buddhist monks chanting in Fenzang Monastery in Gangtok, which is in northern India bordering Tibet.
Thank you.
with the sounds of this novice monk practicing on his Tibetan horn in northern India, we've reached the end of this sonic journey around Asia. I hope you've enjoyed this trip to Bali, China, Thailand, Vietnam, Sri Lanka, and India to listen to chanting and singing throughout Asia on Framework Afield.
You have been listening to Framework Afield. For more information, see our website at www.frameworkradio.net. Thanks for listening.